Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Another company update today, this time coming from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Charles Funk. Now, Charles, we had news yesterday hit the market that was announcing the start of the exploration program at the Unga property in Alaska. From my understanding, the camp is being built right now, and three drills are planning on hitting the ground right after Easter. You're going to have two reverse circulation drills and one diamond drill rig. Let's talk about some of the targets that are going to be attacked here. I saw about four targets outlined. Let's go through them one by one. Apollo Sitka. This is the first one outlined in the news release. What information can you give us as to the targets here at the Apollo Sitka zone?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Our program last year was really valuable and quite successful. We now have four different targets on the property that each have open intersections. That's incredibly rare. I don't know many examples where a company can say that. And so the first is Apollo Sitka, as you said. It's the old mine that was mined 100 years ago, and the old time is left behind the sulfide-rich material at depth. We no one had ever drilled those veins, and we found them in our drill program last year. Best hole of 1.95 metres at 5.1 grams gold equivalent. We know from the old reports that there's some excellent grades, there's multiple ore shoots. We also found some very broad stockwork zones with you know, half to 1 gram material around them. So we just want to go back and systematically expand at Apollo Sitka, and we think we've got a really low-hanging fruit, really high-probability targets here. So I think we're going to see a lot of exciting results come out of Apollo Sitka in particular.
Now, can you just remind some people of the grades that you have seen at Apollo Sitka?
The old mine produced 130,000 ounces at 10 grams per ton gold. There's, you know, old reports of 10 to 20% combined lead, zinc, high gold and silver. We think in that sort of 8 to 10 gram gold equivalent range from some of the old reports, and just systematically stepping out on the drilling we did in 2020. This is some of the highest probability exploration that you'll see people do.
Okay, let's also talk about the Aquila area. From the news release, it says that Heliostar's first hole at Aquila discovered two veins. What's the follow-up work here then?
We've just started at Aquila. We've got an 850-meter trend of gold mineralization. We hit those two veins with good grade in both of those. It's open at depth. It's open along strike. We think we've got two ways to win at Aquila. We could have a whole series of shallow veins that coalesce into a big broad zone, or we know from the epithermal model that these veins could also coalesce into a single main structure, like an Apollo or SH1. So the idea of bringing the RC rigs up is that we can get a lot more meters a lot quicker and a lot cheaper. And so we can test both concepts at Aquila. It's high grade, it's open at depth, it's open along strike. We have no idea what the size of it could be. So we're just following up that discovery.
Now, how about the SH1 resource area? This is where the resource is on this general property, let's call it. What's the growth opportunities at this target area?
Yeah, we touched on this in a couple of our earlier calls. It's the 384,000 ounces at 13.8 grams per ton gold. You know, we drilled holes last year like 11.6 meters at 7.7, including 4 meters at over half an ounce. It's open. The deepest hole is 5.5 meters at 24 grams. So we're just going to systematically do infill and step out drilling. The diamond rig's going to come to SH1. And we think we can lift this resource by itself into the half to 1 million ounce range. As I keep saying, extremely high probability targets.
So some well-known targets that you're going after, but then there's also a note here that says other targets. From my understanding, you have a lot of other, let's call them a bit newer or virgin targets that you could be drilling. What's the balance here going to be of attacking the well-known targets and then going after some of these new targets?
Yeah, our phase one program is clearly to advance the targets we just talked about, but we are dedicating field work and potentially some drill holes. We've got flexibility into some of those targets. There's the Zachary Bay porphyry target to the north that in the 70s was drilled, got 107 meters at 0.4 gold equivalent. Not a drill hole within 400 meters, really interesting porphyry target. There's gold targets like California to the west of Apollo, where the old timers sunk a 60 meter shaft and sampled between 15 and 150 grams gold. And that hasn't been followed up. Some of the targets that are in the background are amazing. And so we think from a strategy perspective, let's get to 1 million ounces as the first hurdle. You clearly get a re-rate on achieving that, particularly at the grades that we're likely to see. But in the background, work up all these other targets to really start to show the district scale, because Unga compares to some of the biggest districts in the world. Some very notable geologists have been to site in the last few years and compared it to the likes of Comstock in Nevada or Cerro Moro in Argentina. We have an extremely big district, and we're just at the start of showing the potential.
Now, Charles, there was a comment made in kind of the highlights of that news release that said the initial goal is to expand the current resource to greater than 1 million ounces. Is that possible in just this drill program?
I think we can go a fair way there with the program. We've split the program, if you go to our corporate presentation, to phase one, phase two. We haven't put a total of the number of meters in phase one because we've never drilled with RC before on the project. In fact, RC, despite being common in the US, South America, Australia, is not very common in Canada and Alaska. So we're just being a little cautious until we know what production rates we can get. But typically, we can drill a lot more meters for a lot cheaper price than diamond drilling. And so we think, yeah, we can have done a lot of the drilling at Apollo Sitka. Systematically expanded SH1, and who knows what we might get at Aquila. And so I won't guarantee that, but we think we can get a fair way there. And then, of course, if we have success, we'll just keep going.
That is kind of the nuance of this drill program, too, is that you will have two RC drill rigs. And as you said, those have not been used at this project before. Any issues that you're anticipating with these RC rigs?
No, quite the opposite. We think it's going to give us more targets more quickly, bigger sample size, which helps when you've got a coarse grain gold system. So we think it's going to give us a significant advantage. The trade-off normally is that you don't get diamond core, that you get sticks. And instead of long tubes of rock, you end up with chips of rock because an air compressor blows it back up the middle of the drill tube. We know enough about these targets that the advantage of quicker drilling, more drill holes offsets having the drill core, and we balance that with a diamond rig to follow up on any areas that we want to see core. So it's routinely done through epithermals around the world, and we're doing that because we think we can, more quickly advance the project.
Where do you envision that diamond rig being focused then? Just to give you a little bit more insights on the core that you're drilling.
Yeah, at SH1, when you're expanding on a known resource, it makes a lot of sense to park the diamond rig there. We'll start with the RC rig split between. We'll do between a couple of holes to prove, as it's routine around the world, but we'll show. Normally, you get a little wider intercepts, but the grade thickness is always the same, if that makes sense. So we'll demonstrate that at SH1, and then we'll move those rigs very quickly to Apollo, Sitka, and then Aquila.
Okay, thank you for the update. Now, just to follow up on one of the last calls we had, focused more on the drilling that's happening in Mexico. Just to bring everybody up to speed, the drills again will be hitting the Unga project after Easter, but there is drilling in Mexico. So, how's that progressing?
Yeah, that's doing very well. Watch this space for an update very shortly with the first lot of results from our drilling in Mexico.
Okay, I will follow up on those results as well. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Charles regarding really any of the drill programs that are underway or planned for this year, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Charles, thank you for the update. We'll chat again when we get some more news out of the drilling in Mexico. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.